Podcast. I am Steve Miggs, and I'm here with the Reverend Enfuego.
Hi.
The man about town himself.
Oh, yeah.
Glenn Cannon, everybody.
Made it.
Yes, you did. You're alive.
Good job.
Yeah. You brought your skin lid.
A skin lid?
Is that what it is?
I said skid lid.
Oh.
Not skin.
What's a condom?
Steve?
Skin lid's a condom.
Okay.
Skid lid's a helmet.
Helmet. I call my helmet my skid lid.
Did you bring your condoms, too?
No.
Well, then you need to go.
I don't like those.
We practice safe podcasting in this room.
We practice monogamy.
Yes. That's a good way to use condoms.
Serial monogamy eliminates that barrier between you and all things groovy.
Who would have thought? It's good to see you guys.
Yeah.
I'm excited. We have some in-studio guests, one that is definitely near and dear to Mr. Cannon's heart.
Yeah.
And Luke is here, Jen and Rachel, right? All right, we got the crew. And Luke, what is your connection to Mr. Glenn Cannon?
Well, Glenn came in last summer. He was having a little toothache and his wisdom tooth there, and I was able to get it out for him.
And it's crazy because Luke's a proctologist. He's not even a dentist.
His foot looked fine.
Yeah.
But I just had the rectal cranial inversion conversion surgery, so it all kind of worked out.
Yes. Oh, dear.
He forgot his skin lid, though.
Yes. It's funny because I saw that you were coming in. I was like, I definitely want to talk about your story because I thought it was kind of cool when you mentioned that you used to drive a truck and then you became a dentist. And I just like, I don't ever hear that story. That's the first time I ever heard someone went from being a profession of being a truck driver to saying, you know what? It's time to start working on some teeth.
You just meet too many bad people in truck stops. Like, man, you got to do something about that.
You got meth mouth.
And then finally you were like, I'm taking action.
Yeah.
The real story was I had to work throughout school. So I had a ton of different jobs. I started at U-Haul, Domino's Pizza, did some landscape construction, mowed some lawns. And then worked my way up to truck driving. And then I was doing that until I got into dental school. So.
And so you were driving truck while at dental school?
Not up until the point.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I was going to say, that sounds like you hated your own life. That's a lot of hours right there.
Dental school is 7 to 5, Monday through Friday. You don't really have much choice.
So. I always have a huge respect for anyone that's a dentist because my wife, that was something that she always wanted to be, was a dentist. Like, she, I was like everything. And then she went into college and started doing all the stuff, taking some science classes and realized I am never going to become a dentist because the science stuff was just way too much for her to absorb. So anytime and she's super smart. So me saying that, it's like, oh, no big whoop. You're an idiot. Of course you didn't know science was hard. For her, though, she was just like not able to grasp any of that stuff. I was just like, okay, I have a newfound respect for dentists. I already had respect, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, it was
it's a battle.
It was a long journey. And the one thing that people don't really think about actually is, while you're going to school, you don't make any money.
So no,
we're talking about like 10 years. Of not a paycheck. You're living off loans and...
Well, the interest rates on those is very...
there we're
low.
Nice to buy a house at 3%, but you have to take your loans out at 8% for your student loan.
Jesus,
so.
Please.
Now, how long ago is all that in the rear view? Like, how long have you had your practice running now?
So I graduated in 2015, and I started just as an employee, and then I bought into the practice about 6 months later.
Nice, man.
Been doing it ever since.
Yeah.
So I love it. And I bought more of the business probably about 6 months ago.
So things are going well.
Things are going well.
So you paid your dues like hell for a long time, and now you're in the... reward phase?
I'm waiting for the reward phase because there's still a lot of the loan part, that takes precedence before you take your paycheck home.
Right.
And owning a small business, you got a lot of employees. They got to get paid first. So, that daily grind. So.
Yeah.
It's funny because it's all stemmed from, if anyone's listening to the podcast a lot, remembers Glenn's ordeal with his tooth where he nearly died. And so you saved Glenn's life.
I was in big trouble because when Stephanie called you, I think, in the middle of the day and told you what was going on with me, I think within 15 minutes she had called me back and said, head to a Bartels, you've got a prescription. Because I was driving and literally had vertigo. And was running a high fever.
I remember that.
And she prescribed Viagra.
Yeah,
so it was very weird.
That's right. Yeah.
That all straightened you right out.
I called Stephanie Muma that works there at the office and was like, hey, Steph, it's Glenn. Listen, I think I'm in trouble. And she's like, well, what's going on? And I explained, I had the wisdom tooth back there. And every once in a while, a little piece of food to get back there. And usually I could rinse with some hydrogen peroxide or some salt water and just take care of it. This time I didn't get it. And it had spread down my throat and up into my face. And I'm like... And now I'm running a fever. I was kind of trying to ignore that, but I've got vertigo at this point. I'm kind of spinning to the left and I'm running a high fever. I can't feel my hands and having trouble swallowing. And she's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, driving. And she's like,
oh God,
stop what you're doing right now. Like, yeah, she wigged out on me.
Yeah, she was good about getting you in pretty fast. And the thing about a lower wisdom tooth that's real scary is that infection can move down and close off your airway.
Yeah.
So it does become pretty urgent at that point.
I was in trouble. You guys really, you saved my bacon. As I put it, I was hanging out with a Reaper. He was like sitting shotgun like, you want to go get some tacos? I'm like, I don't know if I want you in my car, dude. So, yeah, you guys really helped me out. It was awesome.
So just give a shout out for your dental place since you saved Glenn's life.
Yep, so that's Valley Dental Group down in Renton. So come see us. I'll take good care of you.
Yeah. You have vertigo.
I think I had done that shout out more than a few times following that incident.
Yeah.
Sort of felt lucky to still be among us.
These people saved my
life.
These
people really bailed me out.
So when I realized you were going to be in, I was just like, you know what? I'm just curious. I'm going to type dentist and Reddit. Because Reddit always, you just never know what you're going to find on Reddit if you just type in a certain subject. I was just like, you know what? It'd be kind of fun to talk some random stuff. And of course, the first thing I see is dentists, dental hygienists of Reddit. What are some of your worst cases and horror stories? And so I found a couple, and I thought, well, I read some. Maybe you guys could think of ones that pop into your head.
Oh, I got a story already.
Oh, yeah.
So. Okay, so I'll give you a couple examples. This one, honestly, made me... One person even wrote, this post has made any ideas into pursuing a career as a dentist slowly fade away. And this was the perfect example of that. I've cleaned pubic hairs out of people's teeth twice.
That's a pretty low amount, actually.
Wow.
Okay.
How do you miss a pube?
I mean... Not flossing correctly?
You know, you come in early in the morning,
floss
you haven't
ain't
brushed
cheap.
Yet, you know, you already ate breakfast.
But just as a human decent courtesy, you would at least brush before you go to the dentist, or is this not the case?
People
have like a bean burrito and come in?
Yeah, I mean, we even put toothbrushes in the bathroom. They don't care.
Oh, no.
Man.
I'm always, the minute I get to the dentist, I pull out the floss. I have floss in my car for emergencies or when I go to the dentist. I'll floss and then like swish my mouth, all that, like, and put a breath strip in. I'm like, I don't want to be that guy.
I mean, either. I want to be
that's about 50%
pleasant.
Of the patients. The other 50%. They assume you're there to clean their teeth, so why should they before?
Oh, dude. You know?
Yeah, one person said the number one thing that bothers me the most is people who just reek of cigarette smoke. I'm not talking about the person who just had a cig on the way to the office. I mean, the people that had that god-awful smoke smell emanating out of every pore and every article of clothes. We keep a tub of Vicks Vapor Rub to rub on the inside of our masks for those type of people.
Oh, no!
Yeah, that's a well-known trick, you know. There's some smelly mouths out there, so...
Here I am worried about just having like a little piece of chicken in my teeth.
No, since I've quit though, occasionally someone will get in my car and you can tell like, yeah, you've been wearing that hoodie all week, which is the same thing I used to do, but I used to smoke about 2 packs a day. And so when they get in my car and it knocks me sideways, my inner dialogue just goes, oh God, I used to smell like that. And so I'm like, hey, how you doing? It's like, just quietly crack the windows a hair and, you know, man.
Be subtle.
This is one that I have actually been guilty of, and I remember I was laughing because everyone's like, I'll fall asleep anywhere, and I've fallen asleep in the dentist chair, and that always, like, people are just like, how is that even possible?
Yeah, right?
One person says, I fell asleep at the dentist, woke up to open, because I closed my mouth on the nurse's finger.
Open.
Well, for me, I remember I woke up, and they were putting that block in my mouth because I kept dozing off, and they're like, look, we just don't want to keep waking you up.
What were they doing while you were sleeping?
I think either a cavity or a cleaning.
And you fell asleep? Cleaning.
Yeah. Dude, I'm tired all the time.
People
fall asleep all the time.
I fell asleep on a root canal.
The seats are pretty comfy, so
yeah.
People just start...
They are now, actually.
You got those cool shades on.
Yeah, the shades are a new thing.
I'll hear them start snoring halfway through, and then they'll pop back up. You're like, oh.
I would take that as a huge compliment, though.
It is.
If they're there unconscious, you're
they're
doing
that comfortable
really well.
With me. Yeah. I'm like, cool.
Yeah, you know?
Sleep away.
I get good naps in at the dentist.
Yeah.
Sometimes my appointments...
I do, too.
It's usually on Tuesdays. Oh, that's great. I don't want to hear that from you. It's Tuesdays at like 2 or 3 in the afternoon. I podcasted, did the show. It's Tuesday. Tuesdays always suck just because it's like you're really tired. I don't know why from the weekend. And I just started nodding off.
I get that.
It's probably the heroin I took too right before I...
Could be that.
Yeah,
too.
I mean, it's just a combo potter. Is that frowned upon?
Makes the sharp edges round.
One more and then I definitely want to hear your story. This one, okay, it's a little... Put on your earmuffs if you have kids in the car.
Oh, dear.
I had a patient who had the words... All right, well, I eat felines, tattooed on the inside of his lower lip.
Well, I mean, you know where he's going.
Do you warn your dentist when that, like, hey,
no, I think that's an Easter egg, like, at that point.
I don't under... I don't... Why would you need to...
I mean, you know, you're just like, hey, you go up to the bar to the lady, you don't have to say a word.
And you just pull your bottom lip
down. Yeah, you show your bottom lip like this, you're like, yo, what up?
And then... I don't know.
It's an interesting tattoo.
I don't know.
It makes me think of, you guys know Paul Stanley Hudson, the Sound Viking.
Oh, I thought you were saying Paul Stanley from Kiss, of course.
No.
Yeah,
but
Paul done
Stanley
cool
Hudson,
stuff for us, yeah.
He's got amazing, like a lot of his tattoos are all about his sense of humor, like on his, I can say scrotum, right?
Yeah,
sure,
of course.
Yeah, why not?
So on his scrotum, he has a dollar sign, like it's a full-on coin purse. He has
that's an interesting proposal to a tattoo artist,
dude. He, and I was like, really? Why? And he's like, it's funny, man. And I'm like, okay, I agree, but
do you freehand that? Do they put the tracing paper on it?
Freeball it?
How do you? Jeez. Yeah, that's a good point, man. I don't think you could do the trace over that, but yeah, he's got Chris Walken as the, you know, the producer from the cowball skit on his whole leg. That's actually a beautiful work.
Oh, I thought you'd say on his scrotum. I was like, more cowballs.
I remember showing up. He's like, hey, Glenn, man, you got to see this. And he lifted up his shirt and he had gotten a tramp stamp. And it was a white My Little Pony with a big rainbow behind it.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. And this is Paul. This guy's like a Viking with a beard and you know what I mean? But he's got this crazy sense of humor.
Great sound guy.
Amazing. Really talented. But you know how every My Little Pony had something sort of on their hindquarters, like a little cloud or a rainbow or a star.
I know it.
So it was a limp phallus with blue.
Yeah.
Can I say blue balls? You gotta beat that.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
so it was
a
limp phallus with blue balls was what was on the and I'm like,
what is up with him and his balls?
I was like, Paul.
He has a genital fetish.
Paul. No, man. And he was
Paul
like, he's like, I know,
balls.
Isn't it great? Like, you got to understand with Paul, like, I remember we were doing a show up north.
Was that like in a stock album? He's just going through and it's the My Little Pony with blue balls.
Imagine
tattoo.
That, right?
Right? It's like right there with the Tasmanian devil.
He had his, you know, he runs Guerrilla Audio. Calvin he has a Bean. Bunch of box trucks. He's like, I'm thinking about putting that same logo on the side of all my trucks. I'm like, Paul, man.
Man.
I don't know, dude.
I mean,
but
you should make a shirt out of that.
Kind
of.
Remember he showed up at a gig we were doing way back and I'm like, hey, man, you know, how you doing? He's like, oh, I'm doing good. I'm like, how was your weekend? He's like, oh, it's kind of weird. And I'm like, yeah.
Here we go.
So immediately I'm ready, you know, and I'm like, yeah, what's up, dude? He's like, well, I had sex with a girl in a full body cast. Now.
Okay, so he wasn't in the body cast.
Dude, I lost it. I lost it. I was like, what? And he explained it was like a friend of his. And she had broken her pelvis or her something somehow.
Well, I'd be worried at that
so
point.
So she was in a cast from like, you know,
I'll
I guess
bring her soup.
From like torso down. But no, Paul got talking to her and like, how you doing? How you feeling? And finally, I guess during the course of that conversation, she was like, the thing that's making me nuts is like, I'm really horny and I'm trapped in a full body cast. And Paul was like,
well, I can help you with that.
All right. So we went over and hooked her up, man.
All right. Yeah. Say no more.
So like the more we talked, the more I was
I
like,
I got you.
Dude, you're like a saint. You know, I kind of hugged it out, but at first I couldn't get past, like, I laughed so hard, I think my face
Saint
turned
Saint Paul
purple.
With his big blue balls.
Right, right, yeah.
Did he have the lip tattoo as well?
He does have a tattoo on the inside of his bottom lip, but
he consumes felines as
it's,
well.
It's Fluck You is what it says inside of his bottom lip. By the way, sweetest guy you'll ever meet.
Yeah, dude, honestly, this is blowing my mind because I've met Paul several times, and he does not, everything you're describing I would have never pictured because I've never seen him without any clothes on.
Oh, he got, well, it's funny.
He just looks like a rocker dude.
He's in really good shape, but if he takes his shirt off, he has six-pack abs tattooed on his abs.
So he'll always have them.
Yeah,
no
dude,
worries.
I know a guy. He has.
He's brilliant.
He's
Paul's
a heavier,
awesome.
A heavier set dude. He's got. He's like, you want to see my six-pack? And he lifts it up, and he's got a six-pack of beer tattooed on his stomach.
Solid.
Like, just like the circles. Of the, like almost from the perspective from up above. So you just see the circles. Of
I respect the commitment, but I'm still in that place of like, I'm going to continue to diet and do sit-ups. Like, I'm not just going to acquiesce to getting like a can of Coors Light on there and being like, hell with it. You know?
I might as well just do the keg. You can just give it up.
The pony keg.
Yeah, a little pony
party
keg.
Ball? You're going to get a Coors party ball tattooed on there?
That's a life goal. Yeah. A Coors party ball.
Back when BB-8 served beer.
Yes.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
You never. Oh my
how old
gosh.
Are you?
He's just a little bit younger
I
than
turned
us.
40 in 2 weeks.
So there was a period of time where Coors had a thing called the party ball.
It was awesome.
It was a brown plastic ball about the size of my helmet. I think it held.
It probably held like 24, the equivalent of 24 cans.
Yeah, it was
I'd
several. It was a couple gallons of beer.
Yeah,
and yeah, it was like
a spout.
Yeah, it was like, and they were great at parties. It came in a cardboard box. You ripped the top off the box. You filled the bottom half with ice. Do you guys remember the party ball?
No,
we just did 30 racks. So.
Damn, party balls were all the rage. I remember
you know
the commercials.
What, I just realized
this
you
is college
and I
time
were
for
East
me.
Coasters.
So this maybe wasn't a West Coast.
Maybe
thing?
Maybe it's an East Coast thing.
Oh
dude.
Yeah, there it is right there,
dude. Coors party ball, dude.
Yeah, you just keep it in the fridge, or like you said, fill up a bunch of ice into a box.
Fill the box.
Looks like a bowling ball.
Yeah.
It's a bowling ball.
All they could think of is that Heineken keg you can buy, you know, like the little
pony keg. The little micro.
Yep. That was kind of like
similar like that?
Yeah, I think the Heineken keg came after, but it had the same. It was the same kind of philosophy behind it. Yeah.
We didn't have it. So we're all of a generation.
Yeah, it's a mini keg. They called it the beer ball or the party ball.
We need to bring it back.
Yeah, why did they get rid of it?
Probably none of the people bought it.
there were a couple probably fatal like injuries.
They're like, why don't I just get cans of beer? It's the same price, and I don't have to worry about it going stale.
Picture that guy with his party ball in a big brown paper bag walking down the street.
He's in downtown Seattle right now.
Well, exactly. No, you could use a bowling ball bag, and then just stick a straw in that sucker, and there you go.
Meanwhile, whoever came up with this idea is probably homeless now, and just like whenever he sees Coors, he gets pissed.
Well, they were popular for a minute. I'm talking like 88, 89, 90.
Yeah.
They were, if I went to a
early
party,
90s.
There was a party ball.
So, yeah. I was born in 88, so that's...
Were you really?
Yeah.
Oh, son of a bitch. This is not fair.
Man, no. They're talking like...
My knees were already starting to go bad in 88, dude.
The commercial was in 1989,
And it had like a 3 or 4 year run, I'd say. Maybe not even, but at least 3.
The party ball.
Because
remember the other thing that... This was actually more of a tragic thing, but somewhere around 92, 93... Mickey's switched to a threaded cap instead of those caps that people that didn't know better spilled the Mickey's all over themselves. But the threaded cap, the neck was actually smaller. And so, because the thing with Mickey's, the big mouth, it was so big that it was like a built-in shotgun. Yep. So you'd hold that thing up to your mouth and you had pounded a malt liquor.
Yeah.
And
And everything good comes from that.
When they went to the fall, I had a lot of, you know, next thing you know, I'm going to losing a fist fight with a neighbor's kid's big wheel. But the threaded cap, the mouth was smaller, and so it wasn't as poundable.
Yeah.
And you don't want to sip a Mickey's. It's really not.
It's you want to get from point A to point B.
You pretty much
want to
just get that going on.
Exactly.
Yeah. So,
do you remember? I remember back when I was younger, like, you know, you would go to parties and I'd wake up the next day. I'm like, why are my hands all ripped to shreds and like have like, you know, red marks and like dried blood? And I was like, what happened?
Big mouth?
Who can I guess?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I was just thinking Edward 40 hands.
No, it was just drunk Steve trying to open up bottles that weren't. Screw tops.
Man.
So I would be like, and then finally something would happen.
And when you get hammered, you just kind of
become a caveman.
Yeah. You will you'll just work at something and like, you'll just go for it. You're like, I can do this. And you're like, Dude,
that's,
right.
That's the problem with buying nice beer.
Yeah. And I learned that lesson quick. Yeah.
Stick you want to stick to the
ice.
Blats.
Stick to the cheap stuff.
Yeah. You can always get a Blatz open.
Yeah. Stick to Busch Ice.
Oh, I remember
Keystone Light.
Keystone Light?
Yeah. Bro.
Busch Light Draft in a can.
Ugh.
I never quite understood that. Busch Light Draft.
Yeah. In a can.
In a can.
We used to get kegs of Busch Light.
Yuck.
That was the cheapest thing you could get in college. Because we would go to parties and we'd buy 15 kegs. And then charge $5 a cup, and you could have all the beer you could drink. It was completely above board and not the reason why our fraternity got shut down in college.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, man, we were making tens of thousands of dollars a weekend. It was awesome. And, you know, we were like, let's save a couple bucks. Why get good beer?
We can sell
get
the
one. We'd get one keg of good beer just for the boys.
Oh, yeah, you hide that.
Yeah, it was like Labatt's Ice or something like that. Something awesome. And then the rest was Busch Ice.
Well, and I mean, I remember doing that
just college. You just wanted a drink to get effed up. You didn't care how good it tasted.
Well, or like with the convention parties that we have, it's like the people that are supplying it, they would get the Monarch, the plastic bottle of vodka, and just have so much of it, but you didn't care because it was mixed with so many, like, so many ridiculous mixers.
That's
like, who cares?
Like, I've shot that Monarch, Pop-Off, Kimnoff.
Yeah.
Do you guys ever do the jungle juice?
Oh, yeah.
See, that's the only way you can use that stuff.
Yeah. You pour it in a big container and then
it's just sugary goodness.
Just some fruit punch, some soda, whatever.
What do they call it?
Beer?
Spody. Some people call it Spody.
We called it Spody as well.
Garbage pail. Yeah, that was the one we called it. Yeah.
You can use some of that stuff. I swear it would be an effective paint thinner.
Probably.
Like if you needed to strip paint off a car, you could pour some Kimnoff and just use an SOS pad and take paint right off an automobile, dude.
Especially with how we would do it, because we would have some of the liqueurs. So we'd have like peach schnapps or whatever mixed with the fruit, but we'd also pour a ton of Everclear in there. So it was essentially jet fuel slash paint thinner slash, well, it'll get you a little hammered.
Yeah. That'll do
just a little bit.
I don't want to forget, though, what is the worst case or a horror story that you had? Any of you guys in the world of dentistry?
So back in dental school, there's an emergency clinic where people just come in for a single visit. You take care of them. And this lady comes in, and she got a bad tooth. We got to pull it. So I tell her we got to pull it, go through the whole thing. And she goes, well, am I going to be able to work tonight? And I go, 1 second. And I go back and look at her paperwork. It says occupation. It says none. And I'm like, well, I could work tonight, but I need to know like what you do. And she's like,
none of your business.
I'm an escort. And I go,
not a nun.
Okay.
Oh.
You need to. Hey. Oh, yeah. I see what you need to do now.
Right. You might not be able to do the $50 special.
So I call him, I go to my teacher, Dr. Christensen, you know, and I tell him what's up.
Oh, no.
And he comes over and he sits down.
Let me meet her.
Face to face. And he goes, if we pull this tooth for you, I'm going to have to abstain from fellatio for a week. And she's like, I'll have to come back on Monday then.
Weekends.
Busy weekend. Got to go to work.
No way.
Yep.
Somewhere out there, there's a mother just drinking herself to sleep, you know?
Like, he's like,
that's the nightmare fuel about all that. He's 100%
serious. So I'm trying to, you know, here's my teacher saying, you can't perform this. And
you can't
she
be
said,
snickering in the background.
Well, I have to.
Right. I have bills.
And with a straight face, he's just like, it's a disease control thing, you know? It's a open wound. And
well, I know how much mine bled. So I can just imagine, like, being on that date and be like, what did you do? Yeah. And she's, nothing, I just got a coupon today. You know?
Oh, my God.
And then one more story. I had a classmate of mine who had one of those overweight patients that, you know, pretty much stuck in a wheelchair. We had to transfer her to the dental chair. Rubber dams on, procedure halfway through. She starts to kind of squirm.
Uh-oh.
And so he's trying to see. Seat up, you know, she's overset, so seat's a little slow. It's like,
right.
And we were too late. She had said some diarrhea.
Cha-cha-cha.
No way. Couldn't get to the chair.
Cha-cha-cha.
All over everything. Cha-cha-cha.
That's when you pull out that Vicks vapor rub you put on the inside of your mask. So right?
Everyone in the clinic needed some Vicks.
That's hella wrong.
You need to burn the chair at that point. Sorry.
So.
How much longer did you have to go, or that, did your buddy have to go?
You had to finish the procedure,
until,
right?
Like, you could be like, yo, clean yourself.
No, she went to the bathroom with the rubber dam on and cleaned herself up. It came back and finished. It was...
Oh!
Yeah. That sucks.
I'd rather have to work with the hooker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any day of the week. That's rough. Well, any other DM stories, or...
Well, honestly, I'm Luke's hygienist.
Uh-huh.
Jen,
we got her.
Yeah, no, actually, nothing bothers me. I've been doing this 24 years.
Uh-huh.
And
there's never been a moment where, like, there's a certain customer, like, someone that comes in that you're just like, oh, son of a bitch, this
guy again. Smells.
You're all good. You can just take
blood,
it.
Blood, color, yeah.
This is a real hero.
There's plenty of people that come in and annoy Jen. She's being very
nice.
Okay.
No, it's more.
They hit on
it's,
her.
This is
wait,
safe
hold
place.
On.
It's
oh.
actually, it's
time
actually,
out, time out. You said someone, people are hitting on you while they're getting their teeth cleaned?
Sometimes you get that.
That's so weird.
It's not more sometimes. The, it's more than misbehaving.
It's like, yeah. What are you doing just, later? I got a clean mouth.
Yeah.
You know,
people are very inappropriate.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
No. Do they not realize they're at a dentist office, not a strip club?
No.
Do you have to tell them to sit on their hands?
Well, here's
bad.
The thing.
It's not
here's
that
the
bad.
Thing. So someone's being really inappropriate.
I would drill the F
out
of their mouth.
And you've got stainless steel implements in their mouth.
Yeah.
Like,
I'd extract their
front
tooth.
A little harder.
That's really playing with fire.
I bet you lost your front tooth. I'm sorry.
I've had to talk to a guy about taking pictures. He was leaning over the counter taking pictures of my staff.
What the hell?
What?
Weirdos.
No, it's just more about people just
damn dude,
she's very nice.
Like I say, like I call it misbehaving. Yeah. Just being late and just being mean to us when they sit down, like not opening, or they need the this, that, Hootworths or other hygienists, and just completely ruining the whole.
No wonder why my dentist, everyone there is happy to see me.
Yeah.
I'm polite.
You guys
just be
were
nice.
Really
nice
cool.
To your hygienist and dentist.
That's the biggest thing is like when people come in, they're already hot-headed. They're already fired up. Something didn't go wrong.
Yeah.
You know, something went wrong, you know.
Yeah.
Well, something's going to go wrong in any industry, any business ever. So I'm going to do whatever I can as a business owner to make it right. But unfortunately, you may have to get numb. You might, you know. But when people come off right off the bat pretty hot, that's the toughest. Because then you're nervous while you're working on them. They're not going to get that great of dental care because you're worried they're going to yell at you every 2 seconds. Why is this taking so long? I got to get to work.
Yeah, you get like, that nerves of, okay, anything I do is going to piss them off.
Yeah, so,
yeah.
All right, well, we're going to get you taken care of and get out. Let's go.
Just lay into their mouth with that. I feel like sometimes my hygienist does that.
I love
just,
it.
Yeah, that's what'd you do to piss her off? Yeah.
I don't know. No, I think she's just got a heavy hand.
Oh.
Because there's two hygienists at my dentist's office, and they're both awesome, right? But one... super sweet. Like she, I think she like makes it a point to say, hey, make sure I have Steve because she likes talking and BSing with me even though I can't say anything back because my mouth is full.
A great day.
But man, she just works that damn. Sometimes I'm just like, from that water pick thing. And then the other one, the
that's
other
how we find your spots. We got to find the spots. Man.
The other hygienist, it's like a walk in the park. It's just like there's no pain at all, but I'm in this weird predicament. I
Does
can't.
Does this hurt?
I don't want to request the other girl because I feel like it's going to upset the girl that I usually go to.
No, you can request it. We actually like it when people say, I don't want to see that person. So like, Fine, I don't want to see you either.
But she seems so excited to see me. I don't want to make her feel like I don't like her.
No, be flexible.
Well, I am. I'm usually doing a split while all this is going on.
our computer system lets you put a preferred hygienist, so we'll put you with the same person as much as we can.
But won't the other one find out?
We have plenty of charts that say, they say like no St. Marie or no Jen. It's
okay.
Like, all right, personality wasn't a good fit.
Yeah. Steve, you're hitting like BJ level of overthinking this at this point.
Oh, trust me. No, this is a conversation my wife and I have. It's not just me.
Really? I think it's just the way I'm wired as a human. Like, if you're providing me anything, and I'm talking like even the dude at Arby's that hands me my sandwich,
yeah,
I am so effing glad you exist.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah,
so I'm like, thanks.
Totally.
I'm like, thanks. And it's weird in life when I say, man, thanks so much, brother. The look I get of, huh?
Yeah,
from
right.
so many people, because they used to just be in dog.
Yeah.
But especially now, we're going to translate that into a healthcare scenario. Man, you could be shoving needles in my eyelids, and I'd be like, thank you for seeing me. You know what I mean?
I can't see you.
Like, what is wrong with people?
Me. Dude, it was but like that. I was just on the phone with someone doing like, okay, so I was supposed to go to Spokane this past weekend, but I was doing Battle Mania on Friday night, so I wasn't going to be able to ride the party bus to Spokane with Lion Pride Party Bus and all that fun stuff.
Yeah.
Love you, Levi.
The hockey tournament didn't happen, so we didn't do it, but I already purchased a one-way ticket to Spokane, but I bought the travel insurance on like one of those Travelocity-type sites.
Okay,
you know, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, I bought it specifically so that when I knew if I had to cancel, because it was on the we were on the fence, but I wanted to make sure I had the ticket, all right, I'll pay the extra $20. And so I call and say I have to cancel, and you know I paid for the insurance. Like, oh well, you bought that doesn't guarantee that you get the money back. There's a no cancellation policy with this airline, so now you have to file a claim. And I'm like, wait, I paid for this through your company. They're like, yeah, but it's actually you paid for it through this other company.
Sir, you've been scammed.
Right.
Just
so
let
I'm
us
like,
reach into your.
So now I got to fill out all this paperwork, and they're going to review the claim.
So don't pay for travel insurance because it's BS,
dude. Seriously, if you ever go and
wow.
don't ever buy the travel insurance unless you just want to fill out a bunch of paperwork and cross your fingers and hope. You know, I mean, I'm probably out $80 for this ticket, which is kind of bull crap.
Yeah.
Well, actually, $100 because I paid the extra $20 for the freaking travel insurance, and it doesn't mean anything. Well, all this is going on, and I'm pissed, but I'm being super nice to the lady. My wife was like, you're being really nice to this lady who, I'm like, it's not her fault.
Yeah.
So as I'm talking with this woman, she's like, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, I appreciate it. I know it's not you. Thank you so much. And the lady was just like, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Like you could tell, like she was so nervous.
She was ready
this.
To get yelled at.
Oh
because
yeah,
yep. It's not her fault that she works
Dude,
for a freaking scam company.
I've run into. I mean, I was dealing with Wells Fargo the
I'm
other
so
day
pissed.
Over something ridiculous.
I can tell.
But it's
don't
always,
ever buy those.
I won't.
At most, I'll say, look, I'm very frustrated, but not with you.
Yeah.
I completely understand.
I know it's
and,
not
and
you.
I still maintain my cool, and I'm like, you know, I just think this is a bit of an untenable situation, and but I know that's not on you. Please don't take any of my tone personally, and I always try and keep it cool. The one time where I actually, and I didn't even, I probably could have bitten the guy's head off, but I would say I got stern.
Okay.
I was dealing with Geico regarding commercial insurance, and this guy was such a used car salesman about it that I wanted to take a shower. And I was like on the phone with him for an hour and a half. He's like, yeah, I just need that credit or debit card. I'm like, wait, stop. No. Can you review all, because I would like to be able to fine tune this. And I had no idea I was going to have to pay $400 up front.
Yeah.
And how can I adjust it? Well, we've got the best ever. So if I can just get that credit or debit card. And it went on and on and on till finally, like I had to say, hey man, look, you're starting to piss me off. Don't ask for my debit card again. I've already explained to you. I don't have that money sitting around right now. I'm researching this. I'm going to have to talk to my wife. You need to back down. Like, I finally, and he's like, okay, well, you know, I'm just saying we got the best program and variable, blah, blah, blah. And if I could just get that credit card, he did it again.
Oh.
You know, like, and
I want just strangling
I want to be like, I
phone.
Will find you and kill you, you know. But usually I'm always very, very cool. But yeah, actually, Geico lost my business that day.
Damn.
I straight up moved to Progressive.
See,
I got off that call and I dumped, and I had everything with them, and I dumped Geico because that guy was a scumbag.
See, that's the better way to do it, though. Just, you know, show with your dollar rather than sit there and yell at the poor person on the other side of the thing.
Yeah. It's not fair.
And I feel like in 2019, people are so quick to complain and not point out the good. So that's why when I go places, I go, hey, you know, you did fantastic
today. Totally.
Thanks so much. Because that person is going to hear 20 people bitch throughout the entire day.
I've gotten into the habit of now, like if it's something where I'm able to email my thoughts, I will make it a point to say, hey, whoever you like, we just had some guys come over to deliver a couch. And I made it a point to be like, these guys were freaking killer.
Yeah.
I mean, they made sure their shoes were off, and I didn't have to have that awkward, would you mind taking your shoes off? The wife will yell at me if you don't.
Like I will get on Yelp and straight up five star and take the time to write a small paragraph just to let people know that they've got good people.
I try to do that
as
well.
Yeah, it's worth it, man. Because you live in an era where someone could literally like have had the worst morning ever, and then they walk into a tire shop, and no matter what happens, they walk out and they're like, F this place, and they give it a one-star Yelp review, and suddenly that impacts this business's web presence. So I really try to, like, you know.
Well, it might have been even like
10 years we have robots running everything, and that's why.
I wish.
you want some more?
I want robots.
Tony and I always joke about that robot, the bartender robot in The Fifth Element, when he's sitting there talking, like, spilling his heart, and finally the little robot's like, you want some more? Tony and I look each other all the time and go, you want some more?
Well, Jen, I noticed you brought a suitcase of gifts, so I figured it's always fun to...
I wondered what was up with the suitcase.
Yeah, I know. This is going to be fun.
It's like we're going from here to SeaTac, because you guys are off on Malibu.
I mean, I had to use that ticket to Spokane, so we're all going to Spokane.
Spokane, here we come.
Yeah, that's right. Beautiful Spokane.
You guys really brought goodies?
Oh, we brought some goodies.
Oh, dude.
Got
look
the
this.
Box of goodies.
My goodies.
I'm excited.
That's incredible. Thank you.
Ooh.
Dude, what?
Uh oh. What's going on here?
Wait. Is this like a subtle hint?
Yeah. Is that a sex toy?
Yo,
they
Glenn.
No, it's a toothbrush.
Nice.
The kids love Christmas at my house. You get toothbrushes and toothpaste.
Yeah, what's Halloween like?
Oh, pass. I got one too, Glenn. Pass it down. I'm on the effort.
I'm busy with my stuff.
Well, I got stuff too.
It's Bluetooth, so, you know.
What? What?
So I can listen to music?
Yeah. So now my phone knows what's going on in my mouth?
So will it like play like inside your brain when you're like brushing your teeth?
Rev.
Oh, nice.
It like tracks stuff for you if you push too hard.
You got mouthwash? What you got floss?
So I'm holding in my hands the Oral-B Genius. It's a powered toothbrush.
Wow.
Intelligent brush. Clean like you're done a professional record.
Yeah, with position detection.
This beats the $6.99 really when I get a Target every couple of months.
Yeah,
you know,
that's basically what I do too.
Is pretty solid though, you know?
Dude, yeah. It does the job. I was always thinking about doing like one of the ones, like those monthly service ones, but now I'm not even going to do that. I'm doing this
monthly service.
You know, like Quip or whatever.
Yeah, one of those. Yeah. But yeah, just because I always forget to change my head. But this
is really, thank you guys so much.
Wow.
This is
really nice.
It's off the hook.
Well, you can have me back in 6 months. We'll bring you some new heads.
So why is it, this is an odd question, but what does the Bluetooth mean in this situation?
I'm not 100% sure what the Bluetooth does. I think it connects to your phone.
Can I talk to my mom when she calls?
I think it lets you know where in the mouth, you know, like where you might be missing. A track's kind of going.
No.
Yeah. Like if you push too hard, too much pressure.
That sounds like fun.
Pressure sensors.
It's all personalized.
Ooh. Wow. Yeah, it does personalize for all of that.
So you pull down the app and it literally tells you how you're.
It even tells you like a percentage of how good of a brusher you are.
I'm not going to lie to you guys. I don't sell Oral-B. I just want to.
So. Position detection.
Today's show brought to you by Oral-B.
That's really cool, man.
It's funny because last week's show was brought to you by Plan B. So this is a nice change of pace.
There's a lot of people thankful for them, so.
It gives you like a percentage of how good of a toothbrusher you are.
I got a feeling it's going to be a big skull and crossbones.
Dude, yes, this sounds like a competition now. Yeah.
Well, like Tawny gives me hell because I burn through toothbrush. How do you pluralize toothbrush?
Then you really need this because you're pushing too hard.
Toothbry?
So. Yeah.
Toothbrushes.
Toothbrushes.
All right, we're gonna challenge to see who's the best toothbrush off.
Oh, I'll give my results next show, man.
Yeah.
But,
there you go.
I brush so hard and so aggressively, like I blow my toothbrush eye up. Like
you're not supposed to do that. If you're going through toothbrushes and they look worn, you're brushing too hard.
Dude, I beat them up.
Stop brushing so hard, Glenn.
Well, I'm that guy that also, like, when I wash my hands, I use scalding hot water to the point where I'll flinch and yell.
Are you trying
off.
To kill yourself?
Heat kills bacteria,
sounds like you're trying to kill yourself.
Well, I'm part of it, too, and you know, you guys know, because I'm sitting there in the chair, and I'm like, look, man, confession, I haven't been to a dentist in about 25 years.
Yeah.
And you were so sweet about it. You're like, okay, cool. I'm like, yeah, man, I'm
you're
just
probably
saying,
like, I've heard worse.
No judgment.
Yeah. You don't have pubic hair in your teeth.
You might open my mouth and be like, dude, look.
I don't think.
Just dig a hole and crawl in it. It's over.
The thing is, my goal is just to keep people's mouths as healthy as possible. So some people are going to come in, they say, hey, I don't floss. And I go, well, we're going to recommend you do, but I'm going to clean your... I don't want you to not come see me because I go, oh, you're not flossing.
Yeah.
So I try to be as supportive as I can. And, you know, we're all going to have bad habits, but I'm going to try to be... keeping it as healthy as I can with your bad
habits.
All right,
do you ever have this problem where your wife dimes you out to your dentist and says that
your wife's a tattletale?
Yeah, because, like, I mean, I try and floss every day. Sometimes I don't. Most days I do.
It's like Steven doesn't floss.
My patients don't lie to me.
She told them, oh, yeah. Steve's not flossing every day. And so the next time I showed up, he says, oh, yeah, I heard Sid said you weren't flossing every day. I'm like,
wow.
What?
Wow.
Excuse me?
Wow.
This is...
We know. I mean... You don't need to lie. We know.
Well, I didn't even have a chance to lie.
The evidence is there.
I wasn't even given the opportunity to lie.
The meat between your teeth are still there, so don't worry about
it.
There's
a popcorn husk from 1979 in there.
I love popcorn, but that has to be the dentist's natural enemy at this point. Like,
or their best friend, because they continue to get business.
Lots of business, I was about to say. Yeah.
Like,
popcorn kernels are pretty notorious.
They're terrible.
Because, yep. I mean, when it gets in there, you can't get it out.
Or if you buy one that's not a popped kernel and you didn't realize it.
Crack tooth. Yep.
Yeah. I bet that's happened.
The dumbest thing I've ever broke a tooth on. It was already a broken tooth, but they had it fixed. And then it went back and it broke again, so I had to get it fixed again. And they're like, oh, this will last forever. Did not. Was a red vine. Like, I had a red vine, and it just popped. It's like a broken-ass tooth right here, and it just popped off in the middle
of... How stale was this red vine?
I don't know! I just, like, get it out of a vending machine, you think it'll be fine, and then just bloop, and I'm like, well, I'm never getting that fixed again.
I'm digging the fact that I don't like red vines.
Dude, I broke mine on one time back when I worked at the End. One of our coworkers brought in her mom's famous, quote-unquote, baklava. Right? So I took a bite of it, and I must have been on, like, a weird nut or something, and I broke a tooth, and it ended up being a root canal.
Ah!
Man, every time she'd be like, I brought my mom's baklava to the whole company. One time I did say, I was like, oh, the one that broke my tooth and led to a root canal? And she got pissed.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I was joking.
You just S-talked about her mom's baklava.
But I wasn't lying.
Last time I had a delicious meal at your place, it turned into a medical procedure.
Yeah, be careful of Vula's mom's baklava.
Oh.
Milk duds and corn nuts.
Really? Oh, yeah, corn nuts. I totally believe.
See, I don't dig on either of those
milk
either.
Duds. Feeling lucky.
Is it the caramel? Yeah,
it pulls the crowns off.
Yeah.
My God.
That's why I stopped eating caramel, whatever you want to call it. I stopped eating that because, like, it just feels like my teeth are just going to pull out. And that's, like, one of those things. It's like any nightmare I have usually involves teeth. Uh-huh. And so, like, when I have ones that really weird me out.
Oh,
so that's just one of those things.
That's a thing?
Yeah, teeth. I mean, look, my teeth, my grill's kind of messed up anyway.
Smile
so it's
at
like
me. Oh, dude, you look nice.
Yeah, smile with my mouth closed like
you're
that.
You're fine, so
you're like,
dude.
All right, don't worry about it.
Yeah, you ain't like Austin Powers or anything.
Yeah, it's pretty close. I'm almost British at this point.
Dude.
Yeah.
So you want like my jar of teeth?
Oh, you have a jar of teeth?
Yep.
Creepy.
You have a jar of teeth with you?
Whose teeth are they?
Well, when I pull them, I put them in a jar.
Really?
He gave me mine to give it to my mom, and I forgot to give it to her. I still have it.
So Luke is also a serial killer on the side.
He's got a collection of little shoes.
So if people ask you if they can keep their teeth, that doesn't bother you?
Nope, they can keep them. I pull them. I'll show them.
Because that's what I did. I had to have one of mine pulled, and I ended up keeping it. I had it for a long time, and then I lost it.
My very first filling was on my own wisdom tooth. I brought it. I saved it for like 6 years, took it to dental school, and drilled on it. Filled it.
Oh, that's cool.
Wait, so you did your own. Have you ever, like, while it was in your mouth?
No. Oh. I had it pulled and I kept it.
That's a courageous answer right there.
I didn't even know I was going to be a dentist at this point. And then 6 years later, I got into dental school and they're like, you need a tooth.
They're
and I was
calling.
Like,
I have one.
I got one. It's been in my drawer. So that was so my very first filling, was on my own wisdom tooth. It's pretty cool.
I was going to say, those are some excellent mirrors if you could perform your own dentist stuff on your face.
It's always like those action films where the guy's, like, stitching his own wound or whatever.
Yeah,
I'm picturing you laying there in the chair, like,
my little brother
Tom Hanks with the ice skate.
My little brother almost cut his thumb off in the kitchen one time, and he was like, he comes in, he's bleeding everywhere, and I was like, all right, let's get the sutures out, let's get the local anesthetic.
Stitched him up.
Hooked him up, you know, rather save the hospital trip, you know?
Yeah.
Right?
That happened on Friday night at Battlemania. A guy took a chair shot and cut open the back of his head.
Ooh.
Cold crazy, awesome dude, right?
Yeah.
And so it's a big ladder match, all this insanity is going on. Someone throws a chair at him and hits him, but like a part of it nicked the back of his head and like cut like an inch gash into the back of his head.
And that bleeds.
He's leaking everywhere. So he runs to the back. It was pure chaos, man. Watching it all happen. So he's being carried to the back. He looks like he's dead, like, because, you know, he's bleeding.
Yeah.
They weren't sure if he was concussed. Luckily, he had no concussion. While this is going on, his wife is right next to me having a panic attack, of course, because her husband
just got dinged in the brain.
And is bleeding all over the place. And they're dragging him in the show box into the back room. Now they're trying to calm her down because, of course, she's freaking out. As they're trying to calm her down, apparently they realized the blood was starting. It was starting to dry up a little bit, and it was starting to, like, you know, like, stop gushing. So he wraps his head with a shirt and ties it, to kind of keep it from bleeding. And he just barrels through her and I to go back in. He's like, I'm not effing done. And I'm like, you just made things worse for your poor wife. Now she's freaking out even more. After the match is over, one of the guys who does stuff on, yeah, he could do, you know, he knows how to do stitches and stuff. Stitches him right there in the back room.
Oh,
gives him a few stitches. Says, "Okay, you know, a couple weeks.
That's
just cut it out."
Old West stuff, man.
Oh, dude, it was so gangster. The whole thing was just awesome.
Did he at least give out like a Adrian?
He didn't win
for his wife.
He didn't even win.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Didn't even win. All that for nothing.
Bigger fan of of course, on the hair, the head. There's hair, but super glue.
Yeah.
Honestly, you would be shocked. I've had some brutal, deep.
Yeah, like, you've done some like backwoods surgery on yourself, too.
I have, Appalachian ER.
There you go. Yeah.
That's how super glue was designed, though.
That's what, it was a battlefield.
To close wounds in a battlefield.
And it works great. Flea. It cuts back on scarring. Honestly, you don't scar nearly as bad. I've had some bad ones.
But chicks dig
scars. And if you can at least get the glue to hold it, like sometimes if it's too deep and too long and wide, you're kind of screwed.
Mm-hmm.
But pretty much, if you can fill that baby with super glue and get it to hold it, it'll take care of it, and I swear to God, the scarring is 80% less than with stitches, man.
Damn.
At least that's been my experience.
The first I ever heard of that, because a Flea, you know, he's such a, the way he plays bass, he's always slamming on the strings with his thumb, so he would always wear basically a hole into his thumb.
And just glue it shut.
And he would just fill it with super glue, and that's like basically what he does all the time.
Jiminy Christmas.
I mean, I do do some weird stuff. I've told you guys about killing poison ivy with bleach and, you know, gasoline.
Things work better
than
others.
That's also how we kill hemorrhoids.
That's some Appalachian, that is some Appalachian medicine. But oh no, man, but I did have one once that burst and it bled for like 4 days and I had to go get it cauterized.
Okay.
Come here,
right.
Ref. Come
here. No, no, we're good. Dude, there goes my lunch
appetite.
There's
nothing that'll put you in your humble place like having a man with a soldering pencil closing in on your balloon knot.
No, you know, no. God damn, dude.
That ruined my whole day.
Go home. You're grounded.
Speaking of chair shots, somebody did task us saying, dude, I saw the video. That was pretty epic of you hitting someone with a chair. I don't know if you guys caught that.
I watched, there's two different videos. Am I wrong?
There's a couple different views of it.
I have seen, you're doing some advanced moves. I don't, you guys
just
know.
Just the audio was great.
You guys have seen this, right?
So for those that haven't
heard. It's happening, man.
I do have the audio. So on Sunday, I wasn't supposed to be there because legitimately was supposed to be in Spokane and was going to miss without a cause. So, but then I realized I was going to be able to pull off showing up. I'm like, hey, is it cool if I just swing in and do something crazy? And then I'm like, I'm going to attack him with a chair. That'd be a perfect way to set up a match between Pitfall and I. Pitfall Jones is my like arch rival over at Without a Cause Wrestling because he once stole my blue check mark and tried to put it in a museum.
Rude.
Yeah. That's just extremely rude.
That is a very, very...
I love wrestling storyline.
Dude,
nothing
I was
going to
say, how very Raiders of him, you know? This belongs in a museum!
Yeah!
That's what he said.
I love that.
Every time he grabs something, he goes, this belongs... And everyone will go along with him. This belongs in a museum!
That's awesome.
So I was going to get my revenge on him.
That's so good.
After he won, I snuck in from behind. And I was like hiding. No one saw me. I originally was going to wear a lucha mask. I'm like, that brings up too much attention to me.
Yeah.
What's a 6'3" dude wearing a lucha mask? Like, that's not...
Inconspicuous is what that is.
So I had my hood over me. I was ducked in the corner, just sitting there watching their match, waiting. And as soon as I could see some people's eyes, like, what the hell's going on? This guy just slides into the ring. I get behind him and I grab the chair, and this happens. Oh, I hit this.
Damn.
Here comes my favorite part.
Is this where you unzip and show the Migs logo?
Easter, losers!
Oh, yeah, it was on Easter. Yeah, wished everybody a happy Easter. Called them losers. People never love me. Yeah, slowly unzip my hoodie, pulled the hood down, did everything real slow and very calculated.
How long has Steve been actually wrestling?
A year.
Less than a year?
Friday was my one-year anniversary of wrestling because that was Battlemania. It was my first ever wrestling show that you went to a year ago. And this past Friday was... this year's Battlemania. It always happens around
Easter
the 20th.
Around
the 20th. April 20th.
Watching the footage of, you've really come a long way.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Doing some like off the hook stuff and it's looking better.
Was that
better?
Was that you
really
jumping onto a bunch of people that were down on ringside?
Yeah,
okay.
Dude,
I was pretty sure. Yeah, I was like, Wow. Like, he's going for the spots now.
Yeah, this Battle Mania, my goal was to do at least a couple of things that I said I would never do. And one of them was I was never going to dive into a group of people outside of the ring. So I did that. And I was never going to do a Canadian Destroyer. And I did that. The Canadian Destroyers, if you watch that video from Battle Mania on my Instagram, it's when I kind of put the guy between my legs. I jump over him and flip him back and have him land on his head.
Oh, nice. Okay, I didn't know the name of that.
Yeah.
Cool.
I call it the Radio Destroyer.
Dude,
Place went nuts
I
for
love
that.
It.
And as soon as we finished our match, I go into the back. And it was funny because a few of the guys were like, really, a Canadian Destroyer? And I'm like, what? They're like, this is how you're going to start the night? I'm like, yeah, of course. I got to do something. So that was pretty cool. Although, it's just typical. I mean, if I was ever going to write a book, I think I would just say my life is a series of great events, but at some point, somebody is going to always poop in my punch bowl. Like, it doesn't matter what it is. Like, you know, when
just
I played
one comment.
It's always, dude, the hockey challenge. I had a great showing this past hockey challenge. One of the guys goes, yeah, the other team was saying, when did Miggs get this good? And I was like, okay, that's a backhanded compliment.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Most improved.
Right. But like sometimes you're just like, you know, one guy saw me at Battlemania a year ago. He goes, yeah, I started training because I realized if you could do it, anyone can. And I'm like, thanks. That's so nice.
That's like, yeah. I mean, that's just.
I know people don't mean it. It's just what we do for a living, you just constantly have these people put their foot in their mouth and they don't mean it. And I have to just remember that. And I try not to like let it bother me. But sometimes,
sometimes it does.
Oh, yeah. Correct. Like even, when we did Steel Panther, had a great time.
Played to 1,000 people, some guys.
Drum tech guys, like, hey, I can teach you how to play the drums right. You're playing it wrong. Thanks, guy. I think the crowd seemed to dig it. Appreciate
I'm on stage,
you.
Buddy.
Yeah,
so.
Right. Exactly.
But again,
I just played to 1,000 people, but thanks for the critique, Holmes.
But I'm telling you, no matter what happens in my life, somebody always poops in my punch bowl. So this one, and it was an understandable reason that the poop was in the punch bowl. But so have this match, and honestly, I felt so proud. I felt all of us like do it. Our match at Battle Mania.
You talking about the one that just happened?
Yeah, this Friday.
I mean, dude, I'm telling you, I'm watching you, and it. I was like, I hate to use that word proud because it feels weird when you say it to a peer. But I'm like, look at what he is doing and how well he is doing and how smooth it looks, how good it looks. I thought it was killer. Like I watched those clips and was like. Dude.
No, and it was,
you know, I think
dude.
I commented on one of them. It was just like, you know, a whole bunch of F-bombs.
And it was it was so much fun. You know, it was one of those matches where everyone pretty much in that match, minus Izzy, she's been around. She's been wrestling for a minute. And Officer Cooper. But otherwise, a lot of us were just relatively a year or less green as grass.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like we put together, and it's on Twitch, twitch.tv/321battle.
Yes.
I think that's what Twitch is.
Yep.
You are. Okay.
Absolutely, yeah.
You just type it in and you'll find Battle Mania. And our match is the very first match. So I felt like, man, we put it together a great match. I'm really walking chest up high. We get through the curtain feeling good. And one of the guys that runs the production of it behind the scenes, I'm like, what'd you think? You know, he's an important person in my life. And I was like, and he just like shakes his head in disappointment. I'm like, what? And he goes, you guys went way over your time. And I had no idea because, you know, there's like time cues.
Yeah. Right.
I wasn't getting any of the time cues until the person that gives it, the ref gives the time cues. And it was at towards the end when they're like, you need to hurry up and finish this match.
So now you feel super guilty about.
Because I basically pushed everything back and you're causing other people having to shorten things. I mean, they quickly. It's not like
you adjust.
It's not like we're on NBC and
but
like
still
times
you
are
feel
super
bad.
Important.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're still kind of screwing things up if you start the night off 5 minutes late or 4 minutes late. And I just felt. I was like, and he pooped in the right punch. The poop was deserving in that punch bowl. But it was still like, I can't even get 3 minutes of high, you know, it was like high of highs to the low of lows.
Yeah.
And then it's just, that is.
That was awesome. You screwed up the evening. Oh.
My bad. I finally got to the point, dude, I was so down on my dumps. And, like, he was cool to me the rest of the night. Like, there was no point where he was, yelling at me.
It happens. These
it was
things
just,
happen.
You know, like, you take pride in wanting to do a good job, and then you screwed something up. And it was something like that really does affect other people you feel awful about. So now I'm like really down in the dumps when I should be. And everyone's like, great match. And I'm in the crowd. And I'm like, no, it wasn't that good because we went long.
That's when I sent him that text that was like, I was going to come tonight, but it wasn't important to me.
Oh.
And I felt bad after I sent it.
It did.
That point. That's like a knife, man.
So then finally I look at one of the guys that's been wrestling for a while. And I just go to him. I'm like, hey, man, I got a question for you. Because he was like, dude, you guys killed it. I was like, hey, I have a question. He's like, why? He goes, I'm like, at what point should I stop giving an F about it going long? And it wasn't like me being mad
at
anyone.
So he randomly.
He was just telling me how great he thought the match was. A fellow wrestler that was wrestling that night. And it was a guy who I truly respect his opinion. And I explained to him what happened. He goes, he just starts laughing. He goes, oh, you should have stopped giving enough right now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, really? Because I do feel, he's like, no, it's great. You feel bad. Don't do it again. Like that, that nobody's saying that you should like be like F you guys. It's I don't care.
It wasn't intentional.
Right.
It wasn't intentional.
He's like, but dude, stop beating yourself up over it. You had a good match.
No, but I really get it, Steve. I get it, man.
Yeah.
Of course I do.
Man. Oh, yeah. You know how it is. You don't want to. It's like, I'd rather F up in the ring and it be about me, but then screw up other people's time.
Yeah.
But that's what I was saying earlier. Like, it's so easy to focus on the negative rather than the positive. Well, it's like, oh, you had a great show. I did this. I did that. I did this. But I ran long.
Mm-hmm.
Our brain just goes, oh, we ran long.
Right.
You know, it's like, I can't even enjoy all the great stuff that I just did. All the firsts, all the everything
else. Even when I think I'm going to enjoy it, like, this isn't even like a self-loathing thing. Like, I walk out on the high. Like, we crushed it. I gave a Canadian destroyer. I jumped out, and you just, I mean, a steaming pile of diarrhea in this damn punch bowl.
Oh.
Yeah. It wasn't couldn't even, like, you know, siphon it out. Okay, got a little gross, sorry.
That's a lot of gross.
And pubic hairs.
Yeah, between and you
we're
and
we're passing him up. Yeah, what was it I talked about?
I don't even remember. People can go and rewind it and not, you don't have to bring it back up.
Story. Don't
worry about it. Yeah.
I'd go into detail.
But it is the story of my life. Just when you think I could be on the high of highs.
Yeah.
Something.
We were looking each other in the eye and he straight looked away.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, oh, hey, look at that in the time. Okay, yeah, that's great.
I was like, all right, I'm going to go slam my head against the wall.
It sucks.
What I saw was incredible. I was stoked for you.
Oh, dude.
Hate that I couldn't be there to watch, but
it was fun.
Be proud.
I
and
am.
You know what? S happens.
No, dude. And that's
you know how it is. It was incredible. You should be nothing but proud.
And honestly, though, like I was talking to someone, I was like, I'm glad I'm the one who caught the brunt of it as opposed to someone who's like, we had two or three people that was their very first match.
Oh, yeah. That would break someone's heart as their first match.
I was
match.
So glad that they didn't catch that crap. Mm-hmm. I'd rather me catch it than them because, you know, I'd rather no one catch it because we didn't go over. But if someone's going to catch it, I'd rather be me. So that way, at least everyone else is enjoying that moment. That made me happy to see. And so whenever I was like a little bummed, I watched one of those guys just glowing and talking about the match. I'm like, man.
There you go.
That's awesome.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was Battlemania was a blast. Everybody that came out was really cool. Sold out. That was over 750 people.
That's so rad,
we got to wrestle
man.
In front of, man. It was nuts.
That's
so killer.
Rad.
And then Sunday, I show up in front of a couple hundred people. Bang one of my dudes in the back with a chair.
Excuse me?
I mean,
phrasing?
Hit him with a chair.
There we go. Yeah, no
That's
more
like
banging.
That thing about the
stop banging, guys.
Importance of grandma or the importance
what?
Of
punctuation.
Yeah, punctuation. It's like, let's
grandma
eat.
Grammar.
Yeah, let's
the
eat.
Importance of grandma.
Well, that's what I said, because the thing I saw was this great example. Like, it said, let's eat grandma.
Oh,
and then it's like, let's eat, comma
grandma.
But we joke about that with hockey. Like, you know, whenever we talk about, like, one of the things is like F boys.
Oh,
but it's more of like a F, comma boys. Like, come on, boys.
Yeah, I remember when you first talked about that, I was like,
exactly.
Yeah.
Huh.
But then when you remove the comma, it sounds like you should go to jail.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you got to be careful.
F boys.
Commas are important.
So yeah.
Yeah.
But it's funny because when I did the chair shot, that's the first time I, like, legitimately in front of people hit someone with a chair. Oddly enough, I did have to practice.
It's never happened at like a family gathering or.
Yeah. Well, how do you practice something like that?
Well, I knew I was going to do it, so I hit up my trainer and I'm like, hey, man, I'm going to hit somebody with a chair. Can you show me how to hit somebody properly with a chair?
No, that's a good one to have.
Because it's a real chair. It's just, but like you want to make sure you're not going to hit him in the top of his head.
Yeah.
You know, there's a part in the back that, and I had it done to me so I could know what it feels like. Because I was like, if I'm going to lay it into someone, I want to know what I'm doing so I could feel bad or really bad or not so bad.
And you can know where to aim.
And it stings like a mother effer. Like
it when should. I had it done, it's a chair.
Yeah. But the last thing you want to be is that guy. I've seen it at wrestling shows. Like a guy using a chair on someone. You could tell they've never done it before.
Yeah.
And they're like winding up. And then they stop because they realize I'm about to hit somebody with this. And they like just kind of tap them. And I'm like, dude, you just made both of you look like a bunch of weenies. Like, if you're going to do it, you got to commit. I came in, I did it, and I showed it to the guy who trained me. I'm like, check it out. And he goes, oh, you hit him a lot harder than I thought you were going to.
Yeah, that was commitment right there. You committed. Yeah, I liked it.
Right away, there's the turd and the punch. Well, you're lucky he's not been hospitalized. You know that's not how you do that. Steve just crawls inside himself.
Oh, no. I know I'm screwed on May 19th. Pitfall and I are having a last man standing match, which
he's
is basically.
Hit you with a Barca lounger.
You can hit. It's no disqualification. We could do whatever we want to each other.
Now, you got to.
He's going to have a receipt on me for that chair shot.
And
I know
you need to explain the last man standing because these are brutal. Like, yes. These are not a normal wrestling matches at all. Like, I'm kind of surprised after only a year you're going for this, bro.
Honestly, when they said, you cool with that, I was just like, I've been wanting to work with Pitfall for a while. He's truly one of the best wrestlers in the Northwest, and the future is bright for this guy. So I want to work with him because he's creative as all F. If you do yourself a favor and go to Pitfall Jones' like Facebook or Twitter, watch some of the promos he makes. They're so weird and creative and funny. They're like Tarantino films. The guy is great. So, yeah, when they said that, I was like, ugh, screw it. I mean, put this on the bucket list of things I never thought I was going to do. But that whole concept of a last man standing match is you basically beat the crap out of each other until one of the wrestlers is not able to stand up in a 10 count. Obviously, it's wrestling, but the beatdown is legit. Like, obviously, endings and outcomes are predetermined, sure, but I have no idea what I'm walking into, and we're going to have to figure this out.
And these
because
can
you can't half-ass it.
And these can go for a while, too.
We won't be doing like an hour-long Broadway or anything like that, but still like 10 to 15 minutes of basically trying to find creative ways to make the person so hurt that they can't stand up for a 10 count.
I love it.
I'm doing that on my wife's birthday. She's very happy about
that. Happy birthday!
Yeah, how'd that work out?
And I got to work on that Monday.
Yeah, this happens on Sunday.
Sunday, May 19th. So May 20th, I could be walking in maybe with scars. I'm definitely going to be...
I hope so.
I'm definitely going to be walking
funny.
Those weird
little power scooters with that foam thing on his neck, you know?
Yeah, it's going to be a beating.
I'm like laughing about it, and he's like, oh, no, I'm actually injured. It's really hurt scars.
These are those little orange flags, you know?
We'll probably use those on each other.
On the whip end.
I mean, this is a match where you use kendo sticks, you use chairs, you use weapons, whatever, tables. Yeah.
Just swinging that stuff around for 10, 15 minutes will get you exhausted.
Oh, I know. Like,
right.
You know, no matter what you're exciting. Doing.
It's worth it, though, for the $20 that I get paid to do this. For the handshake and a hot dog, as wrestlers
Boy,
like
can
to
I
say.
Relate to that.
Handshake and a hot dog.
Right?
Do they at least validate your parking?
Luckily, if I get there early enough, it's free on a Sunday.
Oh, nice.
So I'm okay. So that's in Everett at the Normana Lodge. Get your tickets because I think the front row is already sold out.
And this is without a cause, right?
Without a cause. Just type in without a cause on Facebook and it'll lead you to it. Or it's, I think, WAC Wrestling or something like that on the internet. So, I don't know. Google it.
It's really easy to find.
And happy Easter, you losers. That's my favorite part of that whole thing.
Whack!
Yeah.
Happy Easter.
You losers. And then I bailed. I didn't even stick around like for the after things. Or anything. Yeah, I did my thing. I left and I went.
I got to get to Easter dinner. See you guys.
Yeah, right?
I actually went to training.
I got to floss before Sid beats me for real.
So you didn't do anything for Easter?
Yeah, earlier in the day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I had Easter like lunch with the family.
Nice.
And then right as soon as I finished my last piece of chicken.
I have to go hit a grown man with a chair. I'm out.
Pretty much. My wife's family thinks that she's married to a lunatic. They're like, what are you going to do? I'm like,
Not really wrong.
I'm going to wrestle. And they're like, okay. Well, what do you got? Are you losing? Are you winning? I'm like, well, I mean, I'm going there to beat up a guy with a chair. Huh? Is this like a real chair? Yeah, it's a legit folding chair. It's not people always think it's like a prop chair. It's a legit.
No, like there's no prop with a folding chair that you can like do.
I know, but people just assume because wrestling's quote unquote fake that everything about it is fake. Like it's like a it's made out of plastic.
Mm.
No, it's I bent it on him. Which was awesome. One guy said, I thought a chair could make the sound of a gunshot.
Steve gets a bill for the chair.
The best of that.
We were going to give you 20, but
we need 27 bucks for the chair, man. We need $7.50 for the chair.
We can only give you a quarter. It was $19.75 for that chair.
We already called your wife. We got your credit card, so.
Don't worry about it.
By the way, she was a little displeased.
Dude, the best part is at 3-2-1 battle, like basically anytime you could get a folding chair or a table, you just pick it up, like you go on Craigslist or whatever it may be, because you always need those.
Yeah.
And so most of the chairs that they use for a 3-2-1 battle, on the back, they have like the little spray painted like stencil. And it's like, blah, 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 Presbyterian Church. And I think that's the funniest thing that we're using.
Church chairs
to beat each other with.
On Sunday.
That's about as appropriate as you can get, I think.
You can't write this crap. No. Indie wrestling is my favorite art form ever.
Some of the most ridiculous things.
It is.
Dude, that's why I used to love, I've talked about this before, but I spent a little bit of time in Jersey, and back when ECW was only on public access.
Extreme Championship Wrestling.
Yeah, and it was so crazy.
Flaming tables.
Yeah, to see people, or like somebody climbing on somebody's back, and then the guy trying to like fly him off, and then they just fall through the ring, and you're just like, what the hell just happened? like this is the stage production you have, and it's like a play, but way more ridiculous and mostly scripted.
Why don't we do our voicemails, emails, and text messages? Because I got to make sure I'm done by 10 to 12.
Yep. Emails shall
be we didn't do voicemails last week, did we?
Nope.
Ran out of time.
What did we talk about last week?
Steel Panther.
Oh,
yeah, you guys gushed. Yeah, you guys gushed.
Oh, yeah, I was getting texts and stuff about me sticking a knife up my nose.
Yeah! You weirdo.
Well, I wish we had video of that.
They were really amused because we talked about that right after we talked about how adult we were.
Yeah, how adult are we? Yeah. By the way,
I don't know anyone that listens to this podcast because that's a bunch of adults.
Yeah, we're very mature. Yeah. This is a highbrow podcast.
I'd love to give a shout out to Billy from Mary Mart.
Yes.
Tried the ramen packets and wow.
Oh,
Rev
all
is
right.
Still stoned.
Yeah. This stuff, yeah, I'd take a nap. But nice. I also mixed it with this THC sriracha, so, well, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
While taking
Tawny
a bath
did
salt.
The bubble bath. Tawny did use the bubble bath and said it was lovely. She just did a long soak.
Nice.
So, Billy, we love you, man. Thanks. Mm-hmm.
Billy's the best over at Mary
keeping
Mart.
My wife a squeaky clean.
We got a message from our buddy Stevie Shannon.
Oh, Stevie!
Sup, dude?
Just want to let you guys know that I'm doing fine. If you you probably know Stevie's voice. He calls in a lot on the Migs cast, but if you didn't hear a past episode, unfortunately, due to complications from diabetes,
yeah.
Stevie had one of his below the knee, his leg amputated, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just awful, and his attitude is incredible.
Yes.
He says, there is a GoFundMe set up by my coworker. If you could at least share it, that would be great, and he sent me the link. If you could just, I don't know if you could find it on like somewhere, but put it on the Migs cast page.
Yeah, sure, I'll see, man. If I can find it and pass it on the Migs cast page.
I'm sure if you type Steve Shannon on GoFundMe, you may be able to find it. But we'll put it, just go to the Migs cast on Facebook, our group. Join it if you haven't done so already. It's full of weird memes from Caesar and other people as well.
Yeah.
But there's always some good stuff as well. So we'll make sure we share Stevie's GoFundMe page. He's a good dude.
Yeah.
One of our best fans.
Yeah, we had
best fans.
We 100%.
Private messaging back and forth a little bit, and he's doing good, man. He's doing all right.
He's legit one of my favorite people.
Yeah, you're in my heart, brother. I'm always thinking about you, man.
Even if he is a Green Bay Packers fan, but he also likes the Seahawks, so that's nice. He also had a couple questions for the Rev.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. Two questions for the Rev. Rev, what do you think of Stan Lee's cameo in Captain Marvel? I think it was his best one until Endgame comes out.
I really enjoyed it. I thought it was pretty awesome because, if you haven't seen it, well, spoilers, but Stan Lee has a cameo in it, but it's him as Stan Lee reading the script for, I think, Jay and Silent Bob. No, for Mallrats, because he was in that. And so it was him reading,
funny.
I don't understand this. And it was really, really funny and
no
pretty
kidding.
Awesome. Yeah. And, his last cameo ever filmed will be for Avengers Endgame.
Oh, that's right.
Which is bittersweet, but, I mean, obviously, since he passed, you kind of have to expect that sort of thing.
It'd be kind of fun. I don't know. Would it be weird if they try to figure out a way to, like, CGI him in future things?
It would be. Yeah. I think it'd be super weird. And this is the end of their, you know, the Infinity Saga. So
it's a good time.
It is the perfect time to do it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
My understanding even is after this particular film, a lot of those actors and actresses are done with the project overall.
Yes. Their contracts are up, and a lot of them are just going to
move on.
Yeah. And I mean, they've been doing this for over 10 years at this point. You got to it's just one of those things where you're like, I don't want to be known as this character for forever. But I mean, for a lot of people, myself, and I know from my wife for sure, that Chris Evans is always going to be Captain America.
Right.
Like, no matter what he does, it's like, oh, look at all the nice stuff he does because he's Captain America. And it's like, well, no, he's Chris Evans.
Like,
but
the only guy that really breaks outside of that, well, I guess Samuel L. Jackson, right? But our man, Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, yeah, he's Iron Man.
Iron Man, but, you know, like the Sherlock Holmes films were fantastic. And then he's done some other dramatic.
Were they?
I loved the first one.
Tropic Thunder.
Oh, God, Tropic Thunder. Right? That's what I'm saying. Robert Downey Jr.
He's amazing in that movie.
He's just Robert Downey Jr. Like, Iron Man is Robert Downey Jr.
The last scene where he takes the makeup off and then he turns into an Australian.
Oh, gosh.
I know he's not even Australian, but he's been black this whole movie.
No, it's an underrated movie.
If you want to have a laugh.
Pure acting-wise, I was like, you couldn't do that. It's not PC anymore, but that was phenomenal.
Yeah, jokes in the film about not coming out of character until the DVD special features.
Yeah.
If you turn on the special features and watch it, he narrates the whole movie in character.
Oh, jeez.
And then he switches
to... Wow, really?
Oh, dude, it's brilliant. And then because the other guys are just talking, like Stiller and all the other actors are just talking. And then In that moment, he switches to the Australian accent, and when the credits are finally rolling, he drops the Australian accent and starts talking like himself. It's genius, man.
It still blows my mind that
it's great,
that
man.
Before the age of social, imagine if there was social media back in the early days of when Robert Downey Jr. was completely falling apart. Like we look at him as like the most successful together actor. But there was a moment where he was no less crazy than like the Miley Cyruses or the Tara Reeds.
Did he like wake up drunk in somebody's house? Drunk and neighbors.
Drunk and naked.
Everyone knew Robert Downey bottomed out. He just, you know.
He got it together.
He got it together and then he knocked it out of the park, man.
Yeah.
That was the days that where you were in the news. You were in the news for a while.
Yeah.
Now that, you know, something like a Las Vegas shooting happens, it's like, all right, next week.
No.
You know, what's next?
Yeah. He was the big, like him and Drew Barrymore are the ones I think of as being like the Hollywood messes.
No, she was a train wreck.
There was that great cartoon on TV Funhouse called Downey, Kidder, and Heche. And it was Anne Heche, Margot Kidder, and Robert Downey Jr., and they were crime fighters.
Mm. Oh, boy.
And they would all just basically get hammered and stagger out into traffic to try and solve crimes. You guys, am I the only one that saw this?
I don't remember.
I remember TV Funhouse. I don't remember that segment. I don't remember
that incredible.
One.
It's incredible. Yeah,
I think Charlie took over for Robert, Charlie Sheen.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, yeah.
He took it.
Sorry,
and
Charlie.
And how?
The other question for the Rev is, how did you know what letters to pick out when you were on the Wheel of Fortune?
Well,
did you have to pay attention to what was called, or was there someone off camera with a list of what was used?
Oh, okay. Oh. On that turn. So, yeah, it's really interesting because, first off, you think that this set is gigantic, and it's not really that big of a set because they're like, oh, it's like 20,000 square feet. Whoa!
What the hell? Oh, sorry. I just hit a button on this thing and it started it up.
Steve's
Dr.
first day.
Feel good.
Anyway, Rev.
Sorry, Rev.
I was interested in what you were saying.
I just wanted to listen to music.
I found the audio clip of Rev on the Wheel of Fortune, so I was just prepping it and getting it ready.
Oh, great.
So continue, please.
Anyway, so yeah, so it's a gigantic 20,000 square foot lot, but at the same point, that's with all the set, with everything. So it's kind of a small area. And then right up against where some of the cameras are, up above them is the letter signs. So everything will be highlighted. And so that's why whenever somebody like mistakes and says a letter that's already been out there, I'm like,
you're a dip ass.
Exactly.
Because they literally have them up for you so you don't screw up.
Absolutely. And so that's how you can try to figure out what's been said or what's been used. And generally when you're doing it, you want to go with the R-S-T-L-N-E because those are the most common letters. And that's what I went for I'm always going to say N because I was playing at home, I was watching the show, I was playing with the app, and N's were almost always in the puzzles.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, they weren't when I was playing. So every time I go with N, they'd be like, no, and then moving on to Phil, who...
I found a little montage video of the Rev on Wheel of Fortune. See.
An N? Rats. Phil. And that's it for vowels.
Here comes another one with the Rev. Oh, lands on bankrupt.
That's a bummer.
That's really a bummer, as we like to say in the game show world. I'm sorry. Phil, it's your turn.
Next one. Phil. Here comes the Rev again.
Phil.
Rev lands on bankrupt again.
Oh, nice roll.
Phil.
And back to Phil again. Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, hey, hey.
Rev did not do well on the Wheel of Fortune.
Speaking of duking in the punch bowl.
Phil.
Over $50,000 in cash and prizes went to Phil that day.
Walk away with?
$1,500. So it paid for everything to get down there and come back.
That's cool.
Yeah. For the experience of a lifetime.
Right.
Yeah. Let's check out a voicemail. Here we got one right here.
Oh, that's right.
Hey, guys, on the Mixcast, I just wanted to tell Glenn happy tax day.
I was born on income tax day.
Oh, I mean birthday. Anyway,
my poor parents.
I saw some of the pictures up of you jerks up in Canada, and it looked like you guys had a blast.
No, we didn't.
And was that really... What the heck was Chad Kroeger doing there?
Getting us
anyway,
drunk.
Can't wait to hear all the stories and stuff, and hope you guys have a good one. Oh, how do I hang up phones? Bye!
Didn't... Like, I've been kind of spun like a top since we got back from Canada. Didn't Ziggy share with you, Justin?
Yes.
His child's name?
Yes, because he sent it to my Instagram. Yeah, I don't know if he necessarily wants to put it out there. I don't know for sure, but he sent me the message.
Junior. He sent me a screenshot, but I was in the middle of some stuff, and I forgot till just now that I hadn't read it.
Yeah, so he, hey, Rev, this is what I sent to Glenn. Hate to kill the mystery, but my kid's name is, what, his name?
Blank.
Cornelius. Yeah. And then...
Blanket. He named his kid Blanket.
They wanted to make the name that wasn't in the top 100 for boys with the last, you know, just to make in the last couple of years.
So Blanket.
Yeah. His newest nickname, though, is the King of Farts.
Nice.
Kid after my own heart there. He loves locking eyes with me, lifting a leg, grunting and pushing, and coming out with some form of UN-sanctioned bioweapon, and then smiling.
Nice.
Yeah, and well, he says, I love him so damn much.
Obviously, go back to last week's episode if you want to hear how our time with Steel Panther was, although someone did text in. I don't have it here now, but they were asking us, since you guys were drunk interviewing Stick Zadinia, it would be funny if we replayed some of the interview at half speed to see what it would really sound like.
So I
pulled it up to a random spot in the interview about 27 minutes in on last week's Mixcast. Put it at half speed. Let's hear what it sounds like. Come on. We can fix this.
Jump right into our interview. Again, like I said, we are not sober. It's a real fun interview.
Myself, that's how Steve sounded Jeff in my head Rouse. At the time.
Let's get ahead a little bit. Here we go.
Contorting as you're still playing.
She was. Like,
this is amazing.
She was a aggressive. She wanted things. It's not just me. She wanted.
I mean, when you looked out to the side stage and we're all there, and you looked at us, and I give us
a drum throne. You can't run. She had you, dude.
Total. Trap.
Now, our friend Neil Limsang, photographer.
Neil yeah. who?
That was also a high point of that moment because Neil was about a foot and a half from you photographing the whole thing, and he was laughing so hard I thought he was gonna cry. What I loved is everyone was watching you. No one would help you.
That is awesome.
It's still true.
I think, yeah. Like,
no
a lot
one
of,
would help.
A lot of people listen to podcasts at like 1.5 or 2 times speed. I think ours gets better if you do it at half speed.
Yeah. It gives you more of a podcast, and it's way more entertaining to listen to.
Right.
Hey, just real quick, I just saw this on Pro Wrestling Tees website. Apparently, there's a 20% off sale
that's
going on until 10 tonight. So if you're listening on Tuesday and you want to get yourself a Steve Miggs t-shirt, just go to Pro Wrestling Tees, TEES.com/I'm Steve Miggs, and you can get yourself a Steve Miggs t-shirt.
Nice.
Save 20% if you use the promo code 5, M-I-L. That's because they've paid out $5 million in royalties to professional wrestlers.
Wow.
Which is really cool. This is a great way for wrestlers, like guys that are doing it for a living, to be able to make... So even if you don't buy my shirt, go buy somebody's shirt. Support your favorite wrestler. It's a pretty cool way for them to get extra money and be able to do what they love to do thanks to Pro Wrestling Tees. So 20% off today up until 10 p.m. And
nice.
Just type in the code 5MIL. And I'm sure you can get more information just at ProWrestlingTees.com. Luke, Jen, and Rachel, thank you guys.
Thank you.
For hanging out. Really appreciate it. And thank you for our sweet Bluetooth toothbrushes.
Yeah, thanks so much for having us, guys. Yeah. We had a great time. Again, if you guys want to know, Valley Dental Group down in Renton, valleydentalgroup.com, and
nice.
Come see us.
I can vouch they're awesome.
They saved your
they
life.
They saved my ass.
Can I just say that I met Glenn's wife last weekend?
Tawny.
Yeah. Can I say that her booty was popping on the
Harley? Yeah. She's going to be getting her own scooter, and she's going to cause car wrecks.
Booty popping.
It's pretty neat. Yeah.
Jen wanted to, her shirt didn't come in, but it said, man, I like to floss. And it said MILF. Just didn't get it in time. Didn't come in the mail. So
fantastic. Thank you guys for hanging out with us.
Thanks for having us.
Who would have ever thought we'd do a fun podcast about dentist stuff?
Yeah, well, you know.
And it was fun, man. The stories were fantastic.
It was great.
That hooker story.
It was great.
Always a good hooker story.
It was a fantastic hooker story.
Next time I'm in, I'm going to look at you and be like, hey, man, I got to work tonight. So. Make things really awkward.
Yeah.
You'd be like, come see me on Monday.
Just don't show me your lip tattoo.
All right, we're going to get on out of here. Whoa, what was that?
Oh, just the movement of the microphone.
Oh, like,
excuse me.
Rev farted. How rude. We have guests here. All right, we're going to get out of here. Glenn, you got anything going on this weekend?
No, man. I'm, yeah. No.
Yeah, same here.
Things are good. There's a lot going on, but I'll save it until it's more pertinent.
Cool.
Nice.
Get tickets for my big battle against Pitfall Jones, Last Man Standing, happening April 19th. I mean, May 19th.
Yeah, May 19th. April 19th was a week ago.
Yeah, May 19th over at the Normana Lodge in Everett. You could drink there, so that's always good. Get drunk, watch wrestling. Go to just Without a Cause on Facebook to get more information. Tickets are selling quick for that one, so hopefully you can make it out and see me possibly get into a lot of painful situations.
Yeah.
Other than that, watch Battlemania on Twitch. It's already out there. It was a great time. Thanks to everyone who came out for that and supported me in my wrestling endeavors.
Wrestling.
All right, Rev, you got anything going on?
No, just listen to the Grit City Podcast.
That's right. Good plug. Until next week, as always, stay positive.
And suck it.
I said suck it.